So Ruth was established back in 1977, and that was by four women who were part of the women's electoral lobby. So over the years, it's evolved, and it's become the really safe, secure shelter that we have today. Our location is confidential, and that's imperative. It remains that way to ensure that our children and women are really safe. So we've got 12 staff, and we have fantastic management committee who support us in that service.
Yeah, I do. I will say, Emily, I've actually got a very vivid memory of the women's shelter in Cairns. When I was a kid, we lived in Babinda, but my mum was a social worker, so she would spend some time at the women's shelter. And I remember I was in on the secret. She would say, "We're going to this special place," which is like a safe place for women who've got to escape home with their kids, and you're not allowed to tell anybody where this is. And I was like, "Oh, this is so cool." And then you'd get there, and there'd be all these kids to play with. So from a kid's perspective, it was amazing. But it serves a very important purpose, of course, giving a safe haven for women and families that need it. Now, when we're talking about donations, I mean, I'd love to encourage our listeners to donate money to Ruth's Women's Shelter. Where does the money go? What do you use it for, Emily?
Yeah, our funding is really specific to our service delivery. So all the extra things that we help our women with, so when they're moving out from our shelter, we provide them with white goods, everything to get them set up in their new safe space. So purchasing all those essential items are really important, and assisting our women with having a really comfortable healing space here in the shelter. So we provide art equipment and all different variety of activities for them, jigsaw puzzles. The kids get lots of toys that they can play with in our backyard, scooters, bikes, all those really fun things. So we try to make it really homey, and a nice, comfortable environment to go through that healing experience that they need to go through.
Absolutely, because, you know, for a lot of them, escaping a domestic violence situation, they're doing it very quickly. It's possibly sudden, but they don't, leave with much. So you're providing with them with some of the creature comforts from home. I didn't realise, and then you help set them up for their next, chapter of their life. Yeah.
So moving out and getting into a new school. So we help with, school uniforms. So all those financial donations help do all those extra things that our funding doesn't help us.
Very good. I think that's a very important service here in the community. So if you're listening right now and you'd love to make a donation to Ruth's Women's Shelter, Emily, what do they do?
We've got our webpage, which is www.rootswomenshelter.com.au.
Yep.
Cool. And also there's the Give Now webpage, so that's support Ruth at Give Now.